Never ending radio show, recovery, recharge.
In the middle of the night, this guy is have no merit, didn't earn anything such nice at all. But suddenly he woke up in the middle of the night and he cried out, "If there's a God, show yourself." And he says, he wrote later, it's almost he saw a light in the room. And it's like a wind blew. And he said, "My God, I'm going crazy. I'm out of my head." The next morning, he told the doctor about it. He said, "Doctor, you think I'm insane?" I said, "I don't know. You're not insane, Bill. You've had some kind of experience I'm not familiar with, but you better hang on to it." And a couple of days later, he got out of the hospital, and he went to the Oxford group, which is a fortunate thing, because most people, when the very, very few people ever had those spiritual experiences, went into religion. They associated with the religion. But he associated with Ebby in the Oxford group. When he went over there, he thought he had a mandate to help alcoholics. And day after day, he would go out and find street people and bring them to the Oxford group meetings. And he'd find some old rummy street drunk and bring them in. "I believe you're vomiting on my shoe." Once in a while, you'd take him home. And this was around month after month. His wife was working. He couldn't get a job. And one morning, after about 6 months, he got in the morning. The guy he had brought home the night before apparently had decamped and stolen some stuff out of the kitchen to sell for wine. He watched his wife, who once upon a time been a pert, chic young society girl, putting on her old sweater with a patch on the sleeve, looking old before her time, gray, so she could go to work in this cheap department store and support him to help these boobs that wouldn't even stay sober. And he had a blinding flash. He said, "I've made a terrible mistake. I thought I could help alcoholics and drinkers, but I can't. And I've preached to these guys. They always preach to them about religion and God. I can't help these people. And I've wasted my time, and I've wasted your time. And I'm going to stop doing it, and I'm going to get a job, and I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. It's just ridiculous. It doesn't flow us. I'm sorry, it's going to be better." And right there, my friends, your life and mine hung by a thread so thin you can't even measure it. And she turned and said something to him that changed the course of history. I was having lunch with her a long time ago in Connecticut. I said, "Lois, how'd you ever think of that? God, you just changed the course of history." She said, "I don't know. It didn't seem that much to me. I just told him something he didn't know." Because what he had said was, "I've been working with people for 6 months and not one person stayed sober." And she said, "You did." "Oh, yeah." That's why old timers don't have much hair in front. You go through life with